For WCYB Digital Radio, I'm Sam White. Today I'm joined by Burton Kelso to talk about consumer security. Interested in hearing more from Burton? Go visit his website at burtonkelso.com. Burton, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
We also have Paul John Spaulding, GM of Production at Cybercrime Magazine, joining us.
Sam, thanks for having me.
So Burton, today I wanted to talk with you about password managers. For those who don't know, what is a password manager and how does it work?
Yeah, password manager is an add-in or piece of software that allows users to put their username and passwords in to be able to have the ability to store passwords and to have easy access to log into online accounts. Password managers can come in a variety of different software packages, but probably one of the more convenient ways to use a password manager is to use one that comes with your favorite browser. Doesn't matter if you're a user of Chrome, Safari, Firefox, Edge, and even Opera, you have the ability to store those passwords to keep track of your online account logins.
And can a password manager be hacked?
That's a good question. If you use a weak password for your password manager, then definitely your password manager can be hacked. Now, in the instance, unfortunately, of LastPass, the whole system was hacked, but not necessarily user password. So if you are going to use a password manager, make sure that you create a strong password manager password to keep your other passwords for your online account safe.
Burton, in doing some research for this episode, we ended up going a bit down a rabbit hole of going passwordless. And there's a New York Times article that actually says right now you can be quote unquote passwordless on Android, iOS, Windows, and even some password managers like Dashlane and 1Password have announced support for going passwordless as far as logging in. Now, in these circumstances, as far as I understand it, your phone kind of becomes your key through something like Face ID, fingerprint, or however you unlock your phone. I'm just curious your thoughts, Burton. Do you think going passwordless is the future? Is it safer? I don't know. Anything you want to share?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I think the practice you're talking about is called passkeys. And passkeys definitely work better than passwords because the challenge with passwords is, number one, as an end user, you have to create a strong password to keep your online account safe. Number two, there's multiple online accounts that most people have. And so you have to create strong passwords for all of those online accounts. And number three, if those passwords are stored on an online server and that server were to get breached by cyber criminals, then your passwords wind up on the dark web where criminals can get access to them. If you use a passkey, it is device centric, which means that it is using biometrics for you to log into your device, which then allows you to log into your online accounts. Bio logins are things that look like your fingerprint, your facial recognition, and even a passcode that you would enter in on your device, and then that would carry on to your online account. So if criminals were to break in to a corporate server that you had account information stored in, they wouldn't be able to get your information because there's no password for them to obtain.
Something that I think a lot of us here at the Cybercrime Magazine HQ talk about is, in a certain way, at least I am, I'm like the unofficial tech support for my family. And that can mean I'm getting questions, quite frankly, on things that I'm not an expert about, that I don't know about. And I'm curious what advice you would have for, maybe there's other people in my position. Obviously, we have a lot of cybersecurity people listening, people working in cyber, maybe wanting to join the field. And they probably, too, act as that unofficial tech support, cyber savvy person, quote unquote, in their family. What do you think about password managers in that case? Would you recommend them recommending password managers to their friends and family? Something else, using passkeys? There's just so much stuff out there.
Right. Passkeys are still a ways off as far as becoming real commonplace. We're probably about a year or two from when they just take over the market as far as keeping devices and online accounts safe. But until then, password managers are an excellent choice for family users or family members to allow their family members to get access to passwords. So if you have older adults or you just have forgetful adults in your life, definitely set up a password manager that would allow you to keep track of passwords. Because one of the things that we failed to mention about password managers is the fact that they are able to look at the dark web and see when a password has been leaked or breached in a cybersecurity breach. So again, if you are the cyber expert for your family, have your family use a password manager and make sure you monitor them on a regular basis in order to make sure that their online accounts aren't getting compromised.
One last question, Burton. Is there an alternative? Also, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Is there an alternative to password managers? I guess you could store your passwords the old-fashioned way and have them in a dictionary or a book that's sitting next to the computer. To be honest, that's probably the safest way to keep your passwords out of the hands of cyber criminals other than a large-scale data breach. But overall, it's very important that you use strong passwords and maybe get away from the practice of using passwords and use passphrases instead. Passphrases are two unrelated words that create a strong password. Words like stinky chicken or rocky rhinoceros are good examples of passphrases, and they go a long way as far as making sure that your online accounts are safe and secure.
Burton, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Paul, thanks for coming on as well.
Thanks for having me.
For WCYB Digital Radio, I'm Sam White. To learn more tech tips from Burton, visit burtonkelso.com. To hear more of our podcasts, go to cybercrime.radio.